Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And it's 8:50, time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released export sales data for the week ending April 3rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 16.7. Next year, 11.4. Corn this year, 18.7. Next year, 0.4. Soybeans this year, 21.4. Next year, 2.2. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to $1 per hundredweight higher today on continued good buying interest and a winter storm warning across the northern tier of the western corn belt. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $33 to $38.50. Peoria is called a dollar higher today with a top price of $33. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, April 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,180. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $46.98 to $58, a weighted average $54.08, a gain of 54 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.09 to $44.50, the weighted average $41.99. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $24,018. The base price range was $44 to $61.73. The weighted average was $58.39, a gain of 80 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.25 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $42.78. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Well, you've talked about a little bit of the activity going on today for the Corn Belt, and that is the winter weather that is going to stretch all the way, actually, from northeastern Colorado in and across western Nebraska, the eastern half of Iowa, central Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and into the Upper Peninsula. Some locations may pick up another 2 feet of snow, and blizzard conditions will cause problems for livestock and travel across that area. The news no better for the southern portion of the corn-soybean belt, as we already have flash flood warnings in effect stretching from far eastern Oklahoma and across northern Arkansas, a good portion of central and southern Missouri, and the flash flood warning, so push into south central Illinois now. Flash flood watches remain in effect for portions of all of Illinois and portions of Indiana, across southeastern Iowa, just about all of Missouri as well. Not very conducive weather, not very conducive to any of the early field work, and it doesn't look good for any drying conditions anytime soon. We won't see any major precipitation makers after this storm system wraps up and pulls out of here over the weekend. But we do look for more, at least light showers on a not a regular basis, but continuing across the region over the next week or so. And as far as warmth, well, we're going to see a big drop in temperatures across most of the Corn Belt this weekend. That's not going to be, again, very good for soil temperatures getting up to around that 50-degree mark. There are signs that towards the second half of next week, after Wednesday and Thursday, we do look for a warm-up across the area. It is not one that is going to lock in spring-like conditions, as computer models indicate another cool-down towards the 20th of the month. But that one will not be as deep or as long-lasting as some of the locations impacted by the winter weather today and tomorrow. Could see below freezing temperatures into the early portion of next week. So again, soil temperatures will remain cool. Soil moisture will remain excessive. And again, we're not looking at a real quick start to the growing season across the area, but conditions are expected to improve much towards the last week of April. For the Delta and Southeast, today's forecast a little more favorable for field work next week, as rain previously forecast for the middle of next week was removed from the outlook. Frosts and freezes are expected in portions of the southeastern states Monday and Tuesday morning. Light freezes will extend as far south as northern Alabama, northern Georgia, and even portions of the Carolinas and Virginia. A few areas in the far northern Delta will also be around freezing. The winter wheat crop will likely sustain some leaf burnage, but temperatures not cold enough for long enough or long enough to cause some permanent damage. Quickly outside our borders in Brazil, today's forecast pretty much the same that we were talking about yesterday, with heavy rain expected from Friday through Sunday in far southern Brazil and in the center-south crop areas, São Paulo into southern Minas Gerais into southern Goiás. Sunday through Tuesday, rainfall will be great enough to stall field work for a few days. Improving weather conditions are expected thereafter, and field work will get back on track. Argentina's temperatures, the biggest issue, unseasonably cold conditions are expected to penetrate the nation over the next few days. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.85, down 3, last trade up 17. July, 9.95 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter, last trade up 16. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 9.37 and 3 quarters, up 3 and 3 quarters, last trade up 16 and a half. July, 9.48 and a quarter, up 1 and a half, last trade up 16. December, 9.74 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters, last trade up 16 and 3 quarters. May corn opened at 6.05 unchanged, last trade up 6 and a quarter. July, 6.17 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade up 6. December, 6.18 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 6 and a quarter. May beans opened at 13.17, up 4, last trade up 30 and a half. July, 13.32 and a half, up 2 and a half, last trade up 30 and a quarter. November, 12.44 unchanged, last trade up 22. May soybean meal opened at 3.49.10, down 50, last trade up 6.50. May soybean oil open at 58.15, up 8, last trade up 1.28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of the export sales data today?
I think they'll look at the corn numbers and go, oh my gosh, that's really down. Not only were we on the low side of the trade estimates, but we were at a marketing year low on the corn for old crop, and we didn't have much on the new crop. We'll be up 4 or 5 cents, I think, just based on this weather situation. A dryout doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. Another thing, just getting back on those exports, Dave, I think it's important to realize that the buyers recently have been just the typical Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Mexico buyers, just the ordinary buyers. Everybody's kind of going just hand to mouth.
Does appear that the fun and games down in Argentina and Brazil is leading to some additional U.S. exports.
Yeah, I think that's the case. We really don't know how the strike's going to work out in Brazil on the export markets, nor do we really have an inkling how the Argentine situation's gonna shake out. We'll be at least 20, maybe 25 cents higher on the beans. The export business from Asia has all turned back to the U.S. Note that on this week's export bookings, China took about half of those. Big rumor yesterday was China was buying again. So we'll be up 20 or 25 cents there.
Is the meal the leader at the moment?
Meal is the leader, and that's been kind of a startling deal. And with the crude oil down slightly this morning, it's possible that the meal will continue to lead, and the bean oil will be the laggard.
And what about the wheat?
Wheat, I think, will be up anywhere from a dime to 15 or 16 cents. I look for beer spreading to come into this market. Big export bookings on the new crop. Old crop came in about as expected, but add on those new crop, and they're pretty amazing. This bread wheat is in short supply, but the cake wheat, the soft red winter wheat, is certainly looks like we'll have an ample supply of that.
Any chance that this cold weather that we've been talking about today could hit the hard red winter wheat belt like it did last Easter?
That is possible, but the weather people that I talked to said just don't believe that this wheat crop's going to die. It's got a lot of life to it, and just don't be thinking that this freeze is going to catch that wheat.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
At the Merck, I would expect to see the cattle futures up a dime, maybe as much as 30 cents. Weather is an issue there, too. A lot of cattle carrying mud. Look for active chain speeds, but not much on the hog side. I think we'll be mixed, maybe up 40 cents in the nearby. Good, strong cash markets again there to lower in the back months. Big Saturday kill coming in the hogs.
Thank you much, Ellen. Have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web at willag.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.